Welcome to the Nordonia Hills Branch Library podcast on nonfiction, a discussion of nonfiction specifically and reading generally. This month, tasting parties. This is the season of parties. Office parties, Christmas parties, holiday get-togethers, family gatherings, and whatnot. So this month, we thought we would discuss a different kind of party. One called a tasting party. The basic idea behind a tasting party is that it allows the hosts and their guests to sample a range of different kinds of foods or beverages in a relaxed and informal setting, in which everyone gets a chance to sample a little bit of everything that is there on the table. Today we'll take a look at four titles from your library collection that gives an overview and some detail at hosting a tasting party. The first book today is called Tasting Club by Dina Chaney, subtitled Gathering Together to Share and Savor Your Favorite Tastes. Now, of the four titles I'm discussing, this one is probably the broadest in terms of a comprehensive overview of what a tasting party entails, gives you a lot of details in how to get one going, and it also takes it a step further. Obviously, you might have realized from the title, it gives the opportunity to say that tasting parties are so wonderful that it'd be a shame to limit them to just one. Why don't you make it a regular set of social occasions, an ongoing get-together at regular intervals throughout the year. The author explains in her book that a tasting party usually lasts between 1.5 and 3 hours, usually involves 6 to 12 participants around the table, and can cover a wide range of different kinds of foods or beverages. This book gives helpful hints on how to create a menu, invitations and RSVPs, and also points out things like, it obviously would be better to have an apple tasting in the fall when there's a larger variety of apples available to sample from. The timing on when you throw your party is sometimes very key to the success of the event. Now, all four of these books include recipes. After the introductory chapter, Ms. Chaney organizes the remainder of her book into chapters focusing on a certain type of food or beverage around which you can build your tasting party. Chocolate tastings, tea tastings, balsamic vinegar or olive oil tastings, cheese, honey, apples, antipasto and cured meats, cocktails, or beer. This is a substantial hardcover book. It comes in at just over 250 pages, including an index, well illustrated with photographs, helpful lists and pointers, tips throughout the book. This would be a great title to start with if you're thinking of hosting a tasting party. Our second book is called Petite Eats, Appetizers, Tasters, Miniature Desserts, and More by Timothy Lawrence. Now, this book is for people who wish to host a tasting party. It is not nearly as comprehensive as Ms. Chaney's book. It gives you 2 or 3 pages of tasting party tips on how to get started and how to get organized. But the vast majority of the pages in this book are recipes. A smaller format paperback book at 130 pages, including many, many photos, this would be the book to pick up if you're looking for some extra recipes to complement your party. The second two books are more specialty. These ones focus on specific ingredients or specific foods or beverages. The first one is called The Cocktail Club, A Year of Recipes and Tips for Spirited Tasting Parties by Maureen Petrosky. As you might imagine, this book focuses on conducting tasting parties for alcoholic beverages or cocktails. Anyone who's ever picked up a bartender's guide knows that there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different kinds of drinks out there that have been created over the years. With this book, the author tries to focus you into trying certain kinds of drinks, groupings of drinks, so you get an idea of what's all out there in cocktail land. In her introduction, she provides helpful advice on how to get started hosting one of these parties, the equipment and the garnishes, the other ingredients that you're going to need to have on hand, along with glassware and other miscellaneous items that you might want. And then she organizes her book around the calendar year, focusing on different kinds of drinks for different months. So, for example, in February, the focus is on hot cocktails, whereas in July, the focus is on frozen drinks. As can be imagined, they have recipes for different kinds of drinks, but they also have recipes for food to accompany these. Along the way, she provides helpful advice on not just the ingredients that go into a drink, but how to do certain processes or certain steps along the way to completing the drink. Also, how to buy the ingredients, what to look for on labels, what different things mean, especially some of the foreign language words that you might encounter out there in the cocktail world. Another book, well illustrated, with index, comes in at just over 170 pages in hardcover. Our last book is one that does not specifically focus on tasting parties, but is a helpful book in navigating certain types of parties and also fine dining in general. This last book is called Tasting Wine and Cheese, An Insider's Guide to Mastering the Principles of Pairing by Adam Centimore. This book sets out to educate the reader on the nuances of wine and cheese tasting. How to know what to buy, letting you know what you're going to be getting in advance, the differences in quality across types, and, of course, what wine goes with what cheese. His first chapter is entitled The Basics of Tasting, and it's an interesting chapter on how we taste, how the taste works, how to taste wine, and the facets of tasting different cheeses. The second chapter is The Basics of Pairing, general principles to follow when you're pairing up cheese with wine. And then the remainder of the book is organized by types of wine with helpful suggestions about the cheeses that would go with these kinds of wine. It also includes a clever little section called The Basics of Condiments, talking about how different condiments interplay with wine. Admittedly, this is more of a niche book, but it also has a wider appeal because you can check this out if you're just learning about wine or learning about cheese and have no intention of throwing a tasting party at all. A larger format book and soft cover that comes in just over 170 pages, including an index, also includes some full-page photographs and is well illustrated throughout. You may not have enough time to throw together a tasting party in the remainder of this year, but looking ahead to 2018, it might be something you want to add to your social calendar. The idea of bringing friends or family together, gather around the table, and sample different kinds of food or try different kinds of drinks. A wonderful opportunity for conversation and camaraderie, and if it catches on, a wonderful social habit to continue on throughout the year. We suggest you try any or all of these four books to get yourself started. Join us again next time when we'll present another topic on nonfiction. Until then, we will see you at your Nordonia Hills Branch Library. Music by 20 Riverside, provided by Mevio's Music Alley, music.mevio.com. Thank you for listening.